Triple Team Traffic, let's take you back over to KSL's Traffic Center. Here's Eric Butler.
Got several slowdown spots for your Tuesday afternoon commute. If you're getting on I-15 from South Salt Lake, really all the way to the South Interchange, you're going to be way below the speed limit. And then it starts getting better occasionally as you continue southbound, but you really won't get back up to speed until you get to about 123rd South. Northbound, we have an accident. That's at 114th South and Draper, and that's causing a lot of backup. So really now almost back to the Bluffdale exit. We also have some southbound slowing on the 215 West Belt as you approach the 201 Highway, and for east westbound I 201 traffic right at that same spot, that's also below regular speed. Steve?
Coming over the point, you're in good shape. Getting down into Utah County, you do have that slowing, though, right around the 2100 North ramps, and now we're starting to see some northbound slowing coming up past Lehigh Main Street, so watch out for those two delays. Mark?
Well, north on I-15, now the upticked KSL travel time to 18 minutes. Salt Lake City to Farmington. Bulk of the delays coming out of downtown headed to the North Interchange. And then Davis County delays are tightening right now. Farmington Highway 89 split up to Layton Hills Mall. Extreme delays nearly on Highway 89 heading up into Kaysville. I-15 northbound, still very heavy lane restrictions in the far west area, and that will be that way for probably another couple of weeks. The Utah Valley Parade of Homes now through June 18th. For tickets, go to uvparade.com, Osmond Designs, or download the app presented by the Utah Valley Home Builders Association. Mark Jackson at the KSL Traffic Center.